The Republican proposal would repeal the new minimums Democrats set when they ran the legislature last session. It would not repeal the new requirement that everyone must purchase auto insurance. DePere Republican Senator Frank Lissay says it gives people more choices.
It's about lowering costs for everyone, putting more money in the pockets of consumers and allowing them to spend it on other things that they would like while still purchasing the insurance that they understand that they are paying for.
Critics argue the old auto insurance minimums were set so long ago that they haven't kept pace with the medical bills people end up paying when they get in car accidents. They also say that part of the plan that pertains to underinsured motorist coverage is written in a way that people won't get the coverage they're expecting. Milwaukee Democrat Chris Larson also questioned the idea that the minimums passed last session raised rates and that changing them back will lower premiums. He says the data just isn't out yet to support that.
If we're going to use examples instead of using empirical evidence, there's examples on both sides. So I think that this is a mistake to be rushing through. You know, this may be the right decision, but we don't have enough data to go off of.
While Larson voted against the plan, it passed on a bipartisan 25-7 vote. It must still clear the state assembly before it heads to the governor, although lawmakers there passed a similar proposal last week. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.